The Cause, they're a family affair from Ireland. Andrea, Sharon, Caroline and Jim. They've sold over 40 million albums worldwide, in excess of 2 million albums in Australia since their 1995 debut album, Forgiven Not Forgotten. And they're coming back to Australia for the first time in about 20 years. And they're only doing one concert, a combined New Zealand-Australia concert, a one-off. It's happening in the Hunter Valley at Hope Estate. And Michael Hope's on the line, mate. Congratulations. You're obviously pretty happy about this coup.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I think it's great. It's great, obviously great for Hope Estate, but also great for the Hunter Valley.
Only one concert in Australia. How is it that Hope Estate were lucky enough to get the Cause one-off gig in Australia?
Well, mate, the great thing was it's actually Australia and New Zealand that
wow.
it covers.
Okay.
But look, it comes down to, I'd say probably fundamentally three reasons. One is a great relationship with Andrew McManus, the promoter. He did three of our first five shows back in 2009, had our first sellout when we did Fleetwood Mac in 2009. So he's always loved the venue. I think secondly is how well the venue works and how the public embrace the venue and buy a lot of tickets to shows here because it's a good experience. And thirdly, I think it's just the whole of the valley. Proximity to Sydney, you know, only 2 hours from Sydney. And the amount of accommodation, it's just a real logical place for a big show.
Right. And look,
you go back to the Rolling Stones. We're the only winery in the world the Rolling Stones have played at because the venue works.
Is that right? The only winery in the world?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, gee. That's amazing. And look, given the cost involved, is it unusual for an international act like The Cause to only do one concert in, as you said, both Australia and New Zealand? I would have thought that's unusual.
No, look, it is. But you often see these one-off shows pop up. They might want an excuse to have a holiday out in Australia. I'll take it.
All right.
We'll embrace it. And the uniqueness of only being a single show for a band that hasn't travelled to Australia, I think it's about 20 years since
it's a long time. It's fantastic. And look, now, there are all these sort of pre-sale things. Today, Tuesday, the 30th, Amex card members from 9 o'clock this morning, there's a pre-sale. Then it's for One World Entertainment, pre-sales from Thursday. And then for the rest, it's from Friday at 9 o'clock, ticket sales. You hear this pre-sales. Is there anything left for then the public on Friday after all these other pre-sales?
Yeah, look, I think the way the promoter does it, because they control the ticketing, I think the way they do it is they always have to keep a certain amount back for the public.
Yep.
But a decent chunk will sell through pre-sales.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to try and get in early. And we're actually selling packages now through our website and through people ringing the winery.
Okay.
Because, again, we want to look after people who want to jump in and get a nice dinner or a cocktail party or a hamper and get in early and grab it.
All right, so go to the Hope Estate website if you want the best seats in town. Mate, again, congratulations. Great to talk to you and looking forward to Saturday the 26th of November to see a one-off concert with The Cause. Should be fantastic.
Thanks, Richard. Appreciate the time.
Michael Hope, he's the boss at Hope Estate. It's coming up on Saturday the 26th of November. The Cause, first time back in Australia for over 20 years.